Time now to get a read on all the COVID headlines coming our way. For that, we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani. And Anj, as single-day COVID cases, those records are being shattered across the country. We also got news that the FDA is expanding its Pfizer COVID-19 booster. Its guidance is that children in the U.S. as young as 12 can now get those as well.
That's right, Jared. So the FDA's actions were actually largely expected since last week, especially as we know the Omicron variant and the surge now is affecting kids. We've seen those numbers rise, especially with hospitalization. So the FDA took their action this morning, and now the CDC's advisory committee has to meet, and the CDC has to sign off on this as well. So that opens the door for 12 to 15-year-olds to access Pfizer's vaccine alone for a booster dose. We know that they already did authorize 16 and up a while back. For 16 and 17-year-olds, they may get a booster dose, and all adults should get one, has been the CDC's guidelines as of now. And the CDC also weighing, reportedly, the idea of testing out of isolation. We recall they reduced isolation time to 5 days for anyone who's been exposed to COVID. And that is something that Dr. Anthony Fauci said over the weekend could be on the table. Listen to what he had to say.
You're right. There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that 5 day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that. Looking at it again, there may be an option in that, that testing could be a part of that. And I think we're going to be hearing more about that in the next day or so from the CDC.
So as you can hear, that's on the table, and that's something that health experts had been very concerned about, the idea that people who could possibly be infectious could be roaming around without any certainty about their status. Meanwhile, we also know that the U.S. is now reportedly concerned about the impact of vaccine booster doses on the world, which is something that global health experts have been pointing to for quite some time and worried about as wealthier countries are rolling out more booster doses. We know that in the past several months, that has been quite a concern. And Press Secretary Jen Psaki had this to say a couple months ago.
Our view is we can do both. I'd also note that there are, in addition to access to vaccine doses, one of the reasons that we have invested in areas like manufacturing critical vaccine inputs, expanded fill finish, is because sometimes the issues are also about distribution channels, about having enough personnel who are trained to distribute these shots, manufacturing capacity, certain access to certain components that go into vaccines. We're working through those as well. But we are doing both. We think we can do both, and we will continue to do both from the United States.
As you can hear, confirming that thought from earlier in the administration's thinking. Meanwhile, a political report recently pointed to two officials in the administration, noting that they are concerned now about the impact of boosters, especially pointing to what they anticipate might be a slow rollout of Novavax, which we know did file all the data for their emergency use authorization with the FDA recently and are awaiting filing that emergency use authorization itself. So a lot still going on in the global space. Back to you.
Yeah, and a lot to unpack there. I appreciate you stopping by to do just that. Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani.